Hello and welcome to today's briefing. I'm Dana and joining me is Matt. We're covering a range of stories from politics and economy to sports and entertainment.
Hi Dana. Hello everyone. Let's dive into the news.
A federal judge has struck down the $100,000 fee that President Donald Trump placed on new H-1B visas, ruling it unlawful. The decision came in a lawsuit brought by 20 tech companies and universities. Let's break down what this means.
That's a significant development. What was the reasoning behind the judge's decision?
The judge, U.S. District Judge Leo Sorokin in Boston, ordered the fee invalidated, stating it was unlawful. This contradicts an earlier federal court ruling that had upheld the fee hike.
So, what implications does this have for employers and workers relying on H-1B visas?
The ruling effectively removes a significant financial barrier for many tech companies and universities that rely on H-1B visas to hire skilled workers. It's a big win for these organizations.
How might this decision impact future immigration policies under different administrations?
It's likely that this ruling could influence how future administrations approach similar fee structures for visas. It sets a precedent for judicial scrutiny of such policies. Let's move to the Middle East, where tensions have escalated. Iran launched ballistic missiles at Israel, marking the first such attack since a ceasefire took effect in early April.
That's a serious escalation. What were the circumstances surrounding this attack?
The Israeli military reported the missile attack, which raised fears of renewed conflict in the region. The ceasefire had been fragile, and this development complicates mediation efforts.
How has the international community responded to this escalation?
President Trump has called on both Iran and Israel to stop shooting immediately amid the renewed conflict. This follows Israel's strikes inside Iran, which prompted Iran's retaliation.
What's the current status of the conflict? Has there been any further development?
Iran's main military command announced the cessation of operations against Israel. However, they warned of harsher attacks if Israel resumes its strikes.
That's a critical update. The situation remains volatile, and we'll need to watch for further developments.
Shifting gears to Ukraine, Ukrainian forces have struck several oil facilities inside Russia and occupied Ukraine. The aim is to make Moscow bear the economic cost of the war.
How significant are these strikes in terms of their economic impact on Russia?
The strikes target critical oil infrastructure, which could have substantial economic implications for Russia. It's part of Ukraine's strategy to impose costs on Moscow for its actions.
What's Russia's likely response to these attacks?
Russia's Defense Ministry has confirmed the attacks. We can expect Russia to potentially retaliate or increase its military presence in the affected areas. In tech news, NVIDIA has announced a series of deals with major South Korean companies, including SK Hynix and Naver, to advance its AI ambitions.
That's a significant development in the AI space. What are the key aspects of these deals?
NVIDIA is securing crucial memory chips to power its AI servers and enticing new customers. The agreements underscore NVIDIA's continued cooperation with SK Hynix, a leading supplier of high-bandwidth memory chips.
How might these partnerships impact the global AI landscape?
These deals could further solidify NVIDIA's position in the AI market, potentially accelerating the development and deployment of AI technologies globally. Moving to the economy, U.S. airlines spent nearly $6.5 billion on jet fuel in April, a 78% jump from the previous year. The airline's top global trade group has warned that soaring energy costs could nearly halve profits in 2026.
That's a significant increase in fuel costs. How are airlines responding to this challenge?
Airlines are raising airfares and fees, cutting perks, and adjusting their schedules to contain costs. The conflict in the Middle East has contributed to the surge in energy costs.
What's the outlook for the airline industry given these challenges?
The industry faces a tough period ahead, with potentially lower profits due to high fuel costs. Airlines will need to adapt their strategies to mitigate these impacts. Related to the Middle East conflict, oil prices surged over $2 as Israel launched renewed strikes on Lebanon despite a truce. This has raised fears of a prolonged conflict threatening oil flows through the Strait of Hormuz.
How significant is the Strait of Hormuz for global oil supplies?
The strait is a critical conduit for global oil and gas flows. Any disruption here can have major implications for oil prices and global energy markets. What's the current situation regarding oil supplies and prices? Oil prices have jumped significantly due to the renewed conflict and fears of supply disruptions. This volatility is likely to continue as the situation develops. In sports news, Texas Tech quarterback Brendan Sorsby has been granted a temporary injunction against the NCAA, allowing him to play despite being declared ineligible due to wagering on college sports.
That's an interesting legal development. What were the circumstances surrounding Sorsby's ineligibility?
Sorsby was declared ineligible after it was found that he had wagered on college sports, including bets on his own team. The injunction could clear the way for him to play this fall.
How might this decision impact NCAA policies regarding athlete conduct?
This case could potentially challenge existing NCAA policies on athlete conduct and gambling. It may lead to further scrutiny or changes in how such cases are handled. Sadly, in entertainment news, Grammy Award-winning songwriter Tale Riley was fatally stabbed in London.
That's a shocking incident. What are the details surrounding his death?
Riley was known for his collaborations with artists like Usher, Nick Jonas, and Dua Lipa. The incident has prompted a murder investigation by the London police.
How has the music industry reacted to his tragic death?
The industry has paid tribute to Riley's talent and contributions. Friends, family, and fellow artists have honored his legacy.
Losing talented individuals is always tragic. It's a reminder of the impact they have on their communities.
Let's turn to a natural disaster. A magnitude 7.8 earthquake struck the southern Philippines, resulting in at least 32 deaths and significant damage.
That's a devastating event. What were the immediate consequences of the earthquake?
The earthquake caused widespread damage, triggered tsunami waves, and led to the suspension of schools and flights. Multiple buildings were damaged or destroyed.
How are relief efforts proceeding in the affected areas?
Local authorities are managing the response, with efforts focused on rescue operations and providing aid to those affected. In other news, Pulitzer Prize-winning historian Gordon S. Wood died at 92 in a tragic collision.
What were his significant contributions to historical scholarship?
Wood was renowned for his work on the American Revolution. His books, such as The Creation of the American Republic, are highly influential.
How has the academic community reacted to his passing?
The community has acknowledged his contributions and legacy. Wood's work continues to shape understanding of American history.
It's always significant when influential figures pass away. Their work leaves a lasting impact.
In aviation news, three Air India aircraft were damaged in a storm at Delhi's Indira Gandhi International Airport. The DGCA has ordered a probe into the incident.
What were the circumstances surrounding the damage?
Strong winds and rain caused ground support equipment to be dragged, resulting in damage to the parked aircraft.
How might this incident affect airline operations and safety protocols?
The investigation will likely examine safety protocols and potentially lead to changes to prevent similar incidents in the future. That's all for today's briefing. Thank you for joining us, Matt.
Thank you, Dana. Goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye. Goodbye.